That complicates things a bit, doesn't it? Assembly thoughts, comments, questions. Lisa, I don't know if you want to add. Thank you, Heather. That was an excellent.
Mr. Mayor, the difficult but short summary here is, if we move forward trying to get EPA to do this assessment for us, we will be, I hate to use this term, forcing a financial viability review upon a previous owner of this property. And if that person is, not only will they be under a microscope for their finances, they will also, if they're found to be viable, financially viable in whole or in part, DEC, EPA may go after them to do that. And the other option is that the borough says no to the program and that our general fund money goes to pay for this assessment on our own.
Assemblymember Morrison.
So we're damned if we do and we're damned if we don't, basically. Yes. I mean, I'm not just thinking about this issue, but I'm thinking down the road with other places that we have that are probably in the same condition. Yikes. So if we don't pursue it, then we will pay it because there's no DEA or DEC or EPA will be washing their hands of any financing on, right?
Correct. They have to follow certain procedures in order to determine financial eligibility of their program. And if there is another viable party to pay for that, they're not going to. So they have to do that due diligence with previous owners in order to determine our eligibility for the grant assistance for the work.
Okay. Thank you.
David.
So this is kind of hard to discuss actually outside of an executive session because we're actually trying to talk about an individual or individuals or a corporation or an LLC, whatever it might be, of the previous owner.
If I may, Mr. Mayor and Assemblymember Powell, we checked specifically with the attorney to see if this could be discussed in executive session, and the answer was no. And that's why there have been no names listed here as we've had this discussion.
Okay, so why can't the city do their due diligence to contact the person or any, I mean, if it is who I think it is, I know the elder person, one of them has passed away. I'm not sure about the other, but I don't understand what we're looking for. If we, like Ann said, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. But if it's previous owner, I think it is, I don't think that they're going to have the kind of money you're looking for.
So Assemblymember Powell, right. This is a very difficult situation. And we don't have any idea of knowing what an individual's financial capacity is. At the very least, it's going to be an uncomfortable examination of somebody's private financial matters by an attorney at DEC or EPA. At the worst, it's going to be a determination that based on 3 years of tax returns, that person is either fully or partially able to be responsible for some of the monitoring and cleanup.
And then also that property in question, I'm sure that in the last 100 years, it's changed hands more than once or twice. So, I mean, do they go back to only the previous owner from us owning it? Is that as far back as they go?
They'll go back to the last person who operated it with the potential to have released petroleum. There were previous owners that dispensed petroleum, four or five, I believe, based on a historical survey that Carol found. But you know, their regulations say they'll go back to the last one within two persons removed from the current owner.
So then I see that, you know, I understand where we're going with this. I get it. I mean, I get that, you know, everybody wishes that somebody else could pay for something, but I just don't see, I mean, I don't want us, the city, to be liable for it either, but the way I look at it, maybe we should have did our due diligence before we took the property or bought the property. I don't know which one we did. I just, I don't know. It's hard for me to say, let's go and make someone's life that is probably quite elderly now, miserable.
Yeah, David, I could be wrong on this, but, you know, the write-up says that the borough purchased the property in 2011 and removed 200 ground fuel storage tanks, during which contaminated soil was discovered, caused by petroleum release. Based on the oil samples collected at the time, the soil did not contain petroleum hydrocarbon concentrates greater than applicable cleanup levels. So there was due diligence done.
We thought the matter was closed out. And yeah, it wasn't until Amber, I believe, reached out to get closeout paperwork that that she was.
So you also have that, you know, I have a hard time pursuing somebody else that, I mean, I understand the last owner, okay, but, you know, a lot of people don't know that was Front Street. That was water. That's where the water tide came up. So everything that's under there and everything could be potentially from the tides and everything from around that place, not just that area. So I don't know. I mean, it's just a discussion right now. So I'm very uncomfortable pursuing the previous owner for something that could have been done years and years before he was even alive.
So the question that I have is that, unless I'm wrong on here, but the owner that we bought it from didn't own it when it was a service station. The service station was what, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I wasn't aware of that because I came 25 years ago and it wasn't a service station. It was Jitterbugs or whatever the business was in there. So maybe I don't understand who owned it when and where.
The same owner dispensed gasoline earlier.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tough one. It's a really tough one, you guys.
And Mr. Mayor, we don't. As administration, I'm not trying to foist this responsibility onto you, but this is an almost $50,000 obligation to the borough, given, you know, which direction we go. And that's above my spending authority. Frankly, to be honest with you, if this had been below my spending authority, I probably would have just made a decision and come to you and said that's what the decision was. But because it's above my spending authority, I felt obligated to come to you guys for direction.
So when we purchased this property, help me to understand. So we did our due diligence. It came, we thought it was closed out. It wasn't. The seller thought they had done their due diligence because we bought it and we took over the property. At what point is the seller released from responsibility for previous activities on a property?
According to DEC and EPA, never.
That's correct.
So you are constantly on the hook for whatever happens.
For hazardous materials, you are on the hook.
Okay. Okay. And this is, I mean, this is not a small chunk of change.
This is a discussion item right now. It'd be great to get direction from you. However, if the assembly feels like you need more time to think about this, we can delay getting direction.
Assembly Member Morrison.
I have a question. I know that we purchased this property, correct? The city did.
Correct.
The Byford property came back to us for non-payment of taxes, is that correct? So correct. That's a totally different set of rules as far as getting EPA involved in and going after this brownfield money.
Well, I think also the Byford previous owners were deceased, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
And, so, and I don't know how that would the magnitude difference in project as well.
Right. I understand that. And am I correct in we have one more piece of property that's also contaminated?
Two known. One of them is the Wrangell Medical Center. And the other is at the public workshop where a previous used fuel tank, waste oil tank was removed.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's a totally different set of circumstances. This is very difficult because we could very easily set a precedent that we can't adhere to. I don't know. I would like to spend a little more time cogitating on this one.
Have we reached out to the previous owner and had a discussion with them about what we would need to do? Can I recommend that? Let's just reach out, to them, and just ask them, hey, this is what we're trying to do. Would you be willing to help us out here? And they may just say no, or I don't know what, but let's stop and come back and let us know how that goes. They may have no heartburn at all because there may not be a lot of money, or they may say no, I'm not interested, I don't want to place myself in a liability. I don't know, but let's see what they say. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Any further discussion on that item? Lisa, are you good to move on?
Good, Mr. Mayor. I was just making some notes.
Perfect. Do we want to, we have three items left. We want to take a little break before we move on, or do we want to just continue on? Lisa, how are you doing?
I can push on.
Okay. Anybody else need a break? Raise your hand. I'm not seeing any. We're going to move on. Item 13G, approval of professional service agreement with AMC Engineers in the amount of $164,605 for the Wrangell Public Safety Building Assessment.
Move to approve a professional services agreement with AMC Engineers in the amount of $164,605 for the Wrangell Public Safety Building Assessment.
You should have raised your little hand. That's been moved. We have a second. Seconded by Gilbert. Lisa or Amber?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Essentially, what we've done is come back to you with a revised scope based on our previous conversation regarding the assessment of the building. As a reminder, this is a multidisciplinary, both destructive and non-destructive assessment to determine the viability of that building and to provide us with cost estimates for either the rehab of the existing building and systems within, a life cycle analysis of what that would mean if those assessment or those improvements are made, and alternatively, a comparison for a new construction of a replacement public safety building, so that those things can be compared and the assembly and administration has enough information to make a solid decision about how to move forward.
questions, thoughts for Lisa or Amber? All right, I'm not seeing any poll votes.
I have a
single member Howe has his hand up.
I just a quick, and that's just a lot of money. So I just done, I maybe, and I've never had to do professional surveying work ever. So maybe this is just how it's done, but that's that was the lowest offer to assess the viability of the building and do a cost assessment.
No, we worked with, Amber looked at a handful of different engineering firms, and ultimately, based on their familiarity with Wrangell, having worked on the hospital project here and other items, decided to negotiate with this firm. When you go out for professional services, you do not do a like a bid. That's actually prohibited by state statute. You enter into negotiations, and in our procurement code, it states specifically because of that professional services are not required to be bid. So this has been a negotiation process, and there is an enormous amount of work covered in the scope. I know the agenda statement has two items with three sub items in there, but basically they are going to do a full assessment of every system within the public safety building, the structural, the heating, the HVAC system, the plumbing, the electrical system, the roofing structure, you name it, everything, of the mold in the building, all of that stuff. And then they are going to do a cost estimate for what it takes to do a full rehab of anything that is deficient in that building. They're also going to do a full cost estimate of a rebuild in that same spot. And they're going to do a cost estimate of the demolition of the hospital and a rebuild of the public safety building in that site. And there's considerable work involved in determining what the cost of the demolition of the hospital is going to be. Part of maybe what is not fully explained in the agenda statement, although I tried a little bit, is that the assessments that Search did during the transition of the hospital ownership did not adequately assess the hazard material analysis that needs to take place for them to be able to estimate adequately what the appropriate disposal is going to need to be, the actions that need to take place for disposal of that building. So that's a significant portion of what needs to be done on the old hospital site, so that they can say definitively, this is what it's going to cost to demolish and dispose of the hospital building and then rebuild on that site.
Okay, and how long is the turnaround? Like, how long will it take until we get the actual cost assessment?
Amber, do you have? I apologize. I don't have that at the tip of my fingers. Do you have that?
Not in full detail, but they would be on site. You know, this we've been talking about this since March. So when we first started talking about it, they were ready to come up, you know, within a few weeks' time once they got their schedule, and then COVID was in place. So I don't know what their schedules look like now. There'd be five different professional teams that come in. But they would try to be here all together at the same time, 5 days on site, and then going back and doing the work. I think when we originally talked about it, and I don't have it in writing, so I apologize, but I think within 4 weeks, they thought they could get this turned around and the reports written and the cost estimates done.
Okay. Just general comment. Parents tell your kids to become civil engineers. Holy cow.
Right.
I will confirm that that turnaround for you all, though, and let you know.
Thank you, Amber. Okay. Any other questions or comments?
I'm glad we're moving on it.
Okay, poll vote, please.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. Assembly members Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanta.
Yes, item 13H, resolution number 08-20-1535, the Assembly and the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the fiscal year 21 budget in the CIP fund by transferring $9,605 from the general fund reserves to the public safety building assessment project and authorizing its expenditure.
Move to approve resolution number 08-20-1535.
Second.
Moved and seconded. And this is the other half of the first part of our business. Any questions, comments? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
For assembly members, Ryan Howe?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. Item I, resolution number 08-20-1536 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the job description of the facilities maintenance specialist position.
Move to approve resolutions number 08-20-1536.
We move. We have a second.
I'll second it.
We'll give that one to Assembly Member Gilbert.
I don't care.
Go ahead, Lisa. Do you want to give us an update on that? Lisa, can you give us
an update? Mr. Mayor, I'm actually going to ask Amber to, Mr. Mayor, I apologize for what I just realized that for whatever reason, the track changes do not appear to have come through on the version that you, that is in the packet. I don't know what happened there.
So track, okay.
I think when you convert it to PDF, sometimes it doesn't, you have to be very specific about how you do that. And I will also say, I apologize. I made a mistake in the resolution. I'm just reading that again. And the second whereas references the police chief position, and that is not correct.
Are you guys in a hurry to hire this one? Would you like to bring it back to the track changes in place? Or are we're going to have another meeting the end of August, correct?
We are.
The 25th, so that's 2 weeks away. Does that hold you up too much, or should we try to muscle our way without having things correct?
Do you all want to see the track changes?
Well, one of the things that helps us, and I know assembly members feel this way, is when we read something, we don't know what from where unless we hold up two copies simultaneously and work line by line. Sure. It's really helpful for us to be able to do it.
We can postpone.
Yeah, the track changes were all done, and I am so sorry. I didn't realize when it converted that those didn't show up.
No problem at all. The question that I'm drilling down on here, and this is really to Amber, I'm sure you're trying to get this moving forward. Would it be possible for us to do, if you need it, about before the 25th? I'd like the assembly to be able to see it. This is whenever we change job descriptions, it's important to know. Would it be possible for us to do a special meeting to just take this item up to move it along, Lisa? What's your recommendation?
I mean, if the assembly is amenable to that, we can get the track changes. Kim, we've got to have 48 hours for a special meeting. So yes. If the assembly is amenable, we could have a special meeting. I mean, as soon as, well, probably would need to be Friday. Right. If you guys wanted to do that, and we can get the track, we can get stuff posted in the morning. It's ready to go.
I believe I'm available on Friday. I just have to check with my boss.
Would the assembly want to do it in the evening, or could you do it at lunch very quickly?
Can we do it, David? Would you be open to lunch? I know you've got a specific lunch time.
Lisa, don't forget you've got that 12 o'clock meeting on Friday with the Forest Service.
Right. Yep. Never mind. Friday's not available. Thank you.
not at noon, anyhow.
Can we do it Friday right after work, Lisa?
Yeah. I mean, I'm available anytime. So.
Okay. Kim, would you please reach out to the assembly and reschedule that? And so at this point, what I'd like to do is, are we going to postpone? Do I table? What do I do?
Please move to postpone, Mr. Mayor.
Okay. Could I have a motion?
Time specific to a special meeting on Friday, the 14th.
Okay. Could I have a motion, please?
At 5:30.
the resolution to Friday the 14th at 5:30.
Move to postpone this item to 5:30 on Friday, the, what'd you say, 14th?
The 14th
of August.
We have a second.
Second.
Give that one to Ann. discussion. Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Yes. Assembly members, David Powell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
And Mayor Prusanka?
Yes. Item 14, attorney's file is available for assembly review in the borough clerk's office. Item 15, executive session. An executive session for IBEW grievance COW-20-02.
I move pursuant to Alaska Statutes 44.62.310(c)(1) that we recess into executive session and invite the borough manager into the session to discuss matters, the immediate knowledge of which would clearly have an adverse effect upon the finances of the borough, specifically to receive an update on and discuss IBEW grievance COW-20-02.
We move. We have a second.
I'll second it.
Thank you, Ann. We'd be here all night otherwise. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I know.
Any discussion on that? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assembly members Morrison?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
And Mayor Prusanka?
Yes. No, my understanding is, and I saw it come through, we have the executive session information that's been sent through to everyone. I'd like this to come back on for 9:05.
I don't have it yet.
And we will recess out at 8:54 p.m. If you did not receive it, please stay on the line and speak with Kim on that.
Yep, Mr. Mayor, I need to take a bathroom break, so I'll be back as soon as I do my round trip.
Sounds good. We will just wait for you to do your round trip.
Okay, thanks.
We're going to out at 8:54.
Perfect. Sorry, perfect. Thank you. Ann, I did send that to you through email and a text.
Oh, okay. I haven't gotten the text, but I will check my emails. Thank you.
Okay, and call me if you cannot find it. I'm going to go ahead and exit out of this meeting and join the other one or have the other meeting start. So just let me know if you can't find it.